Nancy Pelosi scolds the media for not spreading propaganda. Lego becomes the latest company to get woke. Plus, Kamala Harris uses Columbus Day to bash America. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
Okay, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats because they continue to push their massive, wasteful infrastructure bills even as Americans turn away from Joe Biden and the Democrats in general. It's clear that the Democrats have overstepped. They are looking to completely transform American society and bring us one step closer to socialism. And they also think the American people will just go along with them. During a Tuesday press conference, Pelosi continued to push for both the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion Green New Deal radical left-wing wish list. I'll get to some of her comments in just a minute, but keep in mind that the Democrats control everything, the House, the Senate, the White House, and yet nothing is getting passed because the party has been taken over by the radical left. The $3.5 trillion bill has no hope of passage, and yet left-wing House members like AOC and Ilhan Omar say they are not going to vote for the smaller so-called bipartisan bill unless the larger bill gets passed. On Tuesday, the Democrats also voted to raise the debt ceiling by $480 billion, which temporarily allows the U.S. to not default on its loan payments, but does nothing to solve the actual problem. Here's the story. The House on Tuesday voted to lift the debt ceiling by $480 billion, temporarily averting widespread economic calamity after weeks of partisan gridlock. The House briefly interrupted its week-long recess to pass a rule governing debate for three separate bills to which the ceiling raise was attached. It passed on a party-line vote, given Republicans' continuing opposition to lifting the ceiling. The fight over raising the debt limit intensified for weeks before the Senate reached a compromise and voted to lift it Thursday. Republicans, led by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, gave Democrats the votes to overcome a filibuster and raise it, but only by enough to cover the nation's expenses through about December. It's a mess, and McConnell has received widespread criticism for caving to the Democrats. Some Republicans, however, even a few who left comments following my last show, said McConnell made the right move because the Democrats threatened to get rid of the filibuster if he didn't support raising the debt ceiling. However, a few Democrats, like Senator Joe Manchin, have gone on record saying they will not support removal of the filibuster, so that threat should not have caused McConnell to give the Democrats a chance to regroup. Now, the same issue will have to be addressed in December, and we've accomplished absolutely nothing. So, back to Pelosi. At her press conference, Pelosi was asked about the Democrats' left-wing spending bills and whether the Democrats' messaging is to blame for the American people not knowing what's going on.
It is hard to break through when you have such a comprehensive package. As we narrow it down and put it out there, I think that it will. For example, one of the things in the bill is the continuation of the Biden tax credit, that is child tax credit, that is in the within the rescue package. That has great appeal. Do people know where it springs from? No. But it is a vast bill. It has a lot in it.
Make no mistake, the Democrats love these huge bills because no one pays attention to what's in them. For example, the Democrats are still planning to keep in the bill a provision which allows the IRS to monitor any transaction in your bank over $600 from any individual. This means the government can actively spy on your bank account and track your spending. Just that provision alone should be reason to vote down these bills. But the Democrats have it in there. But here's the kicker. During Pelosi's comments, she scolded the media for not doing its part to sell the spending bills. That's right. Pelosi revealed what we all know, that the media are part of the Democrat machine, and Pelosi reminded them that they need to get on board.
And going forward, how do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you, because every time I come here, I go through the list. Family medical leave, climate, the issues that are in there.
I guess there's no pretending anymore. We've known for a while that the media have sold out, that they are a propaganda arm of the Democrats and the left. Pelosi didn't seem to care that she was at a public press conference. The media were slacking off, and it was her job to remind them that their responsibility is to relay left-wing talking points, not actually be involved in real professional reporting. Okay, now let's talk about Legos. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. So next, it turns out that Legos are going woke, and it's just another example of corporation after corporation bowing to the radical left. And I love Legos. My son and I still build Lego models together, but instead of focusing on fun, Lego is now concerned about the so-called harmful effects of gender. Now, keep in mind, on the last show, I talked about the new law passed in California that will require large businesses to actually set aside part of their store for gender-neutral items for kids. Here's a recap. California on Saturday became the first state to say large department stores must display products like toys and toothbrushes in gender-neutral ways, a win for LGBT advocates who say the pink and blue hues of traditional marketing methods pressure children to conform to gender stereotypes. The new law, signed by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, does not outlaw traditional boys and girls sections at department stores. Instead, it says large stores must also have a gender-neutral section to display a reasonable selection of items regardless of whether they have been traditionally marketed for either girls or for boys. The line that should really bother you from that portion of the news story is that some of these groups are saying that marketing methods pressure children to conform to gender stereotypes. Give me a break. The vast, vast, vast majority of children know exactly who they are. Studies show that 90 to 95% of those who actually suffer from a condition, who are actually confused, grow out of it. So this new law really has nothing to do with children and everything to do with catering to a vocal leftist interest group. Here's more. This is the third time Democrats in the state legislature have tried to pass this law, with similar bills failing in 2019 and 2020. Assemblyman Evan Lowe, a Democrat from San Jose, authored the bill this year. He said he was inspired by the 10-year-old girl daughter of one of his staffers, who asked her mom why certain items in the store were off limits to her because she was a girl. While California is the first state to require this, some large department stores have already changed how they display their products. Target Corporation, with 1,914 stores across the United States, announced in 2015 it would stop using some gender-based signs in its stores. So, that's the California law, and we've seen this push in companies too. Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral because, again, according to the woke left, there are no natural inherent differences between boys and girls. Now, Legos are joining in, and here's the story. The Danish toy maker Lego Group seemed to join woke culture when it announced that it would be working to ensure its play sets and marketing are accessible to all and free of gender bias and harmful stereotypes. The company is committed to making Lego play more inclusive and ensuring that children's creative ambitions, both now and in the future, are not limited by gender stereotypes, the company announced in a press release. Oh my gosh, what a waste of a press release. Just make a toy. Let kids play with it. Instead, there's this whole other layer of self-aware wokeism that has nothing to do with kids enjoying a product and everything to do with how these left-wing corporate executives feel about themselves. Here's more. We know there is work to do, which is why from 2021, we will work closely with the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media and UNICEF to ensure Lego products and marketing are accessible to all and free of gender bias and harmful stereotypes, the release continued. The benefits of creative play, such as building confidence, creativity, and communication skills, are felt by all children, and yet we still experience age-old stereotypes that label activities as only being suitable for one specific gender. Julia Golden, chief product and marketing officer of LEGO Group, said in the release. So that's LEGO fighting harmful gender stereotypes and raising their woke street cred in the process. What do you think about all this corporate wokeism? Let me know in the comments. All right, next let's talk about Kamala Harris, because she took the opportunity this week, as we observe Columbus Day, to blast European explorers for discovering the Americas. The country would not have existed had it not been for exploration. The country that is the beacon of freedom for the world would not even be here. But that didn't stop Kamala Harris from using Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day as she calls it, as an occasion to blast America. Here's Harris on Tuesday speaking at the National Congress of American Indians 78th Annual Conference.
Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease.
Wow. Where do you even start? It's like those on the left are perpetually angry. It is possible to celebrate something good while still acknowledging problems of the past. But for the left, it's only about the negative. With race relations, America kept getting better and better and better. But then the left said, hey, we need to divide people by race, remind them of the bad things in the past, and create a narrative that things are even worse today. Now, Harris took this opportunity to blast America for no other reason than to blast America. And look at what she said. These explorers were perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease? Well, I don't know about you, but to me, that sounds exactly like what's going on at America's southern border, thanks to Biden and Harris. With their open borders policies, gang members are just walking right in. Drug trafficking is skyrocketing. Ask landowners along the southern border, and they'll tell you it's not safe with cartels controlling much of the area. And then how about disease? While Biden and Harris push vaccine mandates for all of us, there are no such mandates at the border. And it is well known that illegal border crossers are coming in with COVID and then being shipped off around the country. Harris then went on to use the opportunity of America bashing to pitch Biden's socialist spending plans.
Because I believe that we are at the beginning of a new era and a moment of incredible transformation. As we work to rebuild our economy, as we work to restore our democracy, we have the opportunity to build a better future together. At this very minute, our administration is working with Democrats and Republicans and independents in Congress to pass the Infrastructure, Investment, and Jobs Act. And we are confident that we will get it done.
Restore our democracy. Are you kidding me? The key word that Harris uses there is transform. The Democrats want to transform this country into something unrecognizable, where capitalism is pushed aside for socialism, where freedom and liberty are replaced with government mandates and surveillance, where America, that was becoming this great melting pot, is instead divided and separated based on race. It is that transformation that they're pushing for. Is that the transformation that you want? I don't think so. And just as a side note, I just think it's interesting that the left gets all bent out of shape about saying Native Americans, and yet the conference where Harris spoke was for the National Congress of American Indians. Just another example that the only people out there who are actually offended are those on the left. All right, so next let's talk about Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who signed an executive order this week banning COVID vaccine mandates, including those imposed by private businesses. It's a major move that is drawing attention of other states around the country. And here's the story. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Monday to prohibit any entity, including private business, from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on workers, and called on state lawmakers to pass a similar bill into law. The move comes as the Biden administration is set to issue rules requiring employers with more than 100 workers to be vaccinated or test weekly for the coronavirus. Several major companies, including Texas-based American Airlines and Southwest Airlines, have said they would abide by the federal mandate. Just one point of clarification on this story as it references Southwest Airlines. As you know, Southwest canceled thousands of flights over the weekend and into this week for what the company said was air traffic control and weather problems. Well, on Tuesday, Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly spoke with CNBC and said that he is opposed to vaccine mandates, but that Joe Biden is forcing his hand because the federal mandate covers federal contractors, which includes the airlines. I don't know if Kelly is sincere or not, but I'm sure he doesn't want to keep dealing with any more weather cancellations. All right, now back to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. No entity in Texas can compel receipt of a COVID-19 vaccine by any individual, including an employee or a consumer, who objects to such vaccination for any reason of personal conscience, based on a religious belief, or for medical reasons, including prior recovery from COVID-19, Abbott wrote in his order. Abbott, who was previously vaccinated and also later tested positive for COVID-19, noted in his order that vaccines are strongly encouraged for those eligible to receive one, but must always be voluntary for Texans. Abbott previously barred vaccine mandates by state and local government agencies, but until now had let private companies make their own rules for their workers. It was not immediately clear if Abbott's latest executive order would face a quick court challenge. That's what's going on in Texas, and I'm sure other states will follow suit. Take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. That's up to you. But one thing is crystal clear. If you follow the science and the Constitution, the whole question of whether there should be vaccine mandates or not is pretty easy to answer. Friends, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search on my name. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our next show is going to be Friday evening at the usual time, 6:30 p.m. Central. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.